This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As the White House cancels grants focused on environmental justice, rural places in Colorado may take a hit, CPR's Ishan Thakur reports.
Last summer, the EPA launched a $10 million center at Montana State University called MapTech. The center helped rural communities and tribal nations in six states apply for federal, state, and private funds. That's because those applications can often be complicated and time-consuming. The center says it helped over 215 groups get money for things like sidewalks and stormwater systems. In February, the Trump administration terminated the grant because of its focus on environmental justice. The EPA said it was reviewing grants to comply with the administration's priorities. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Space industry leaders are in Colorado Springs this week. The 40th annual Space Symposium ends today. Rich Cooper is with the nonprofit Colorado Springs Space Foundation, which hosts the conference. He says attendance has been growing along with the industry.
You see an economy that is going to continue to create more jobs, but then allow so many other benefits here on Earth.
Colorado has the highest concentration of space industry workers in the country, with more than 2,000 aerospace companies. Coloradan Kathleen Scama has withdrawn her nomination to head the Bureau of Land Management. Scama is the head of an oil and gas industry group. The news was announced today by Republican Senator Mike Lee shortly before a committee hearing to discuss her nomination. No reason was given. However, it was recently revealed that after President Trump's supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, Scama wrote a memo to her organization saying she was disgusted by Trump's spreading of election misinformation. This is CPR News and KRCC.